Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, you know my friend Howard Tolman. You hear him every Tuesday at this time. Maybe you are aware or not aware, but he's been a part of education for decades. He has taught at the executive, graduate, and college level for more than three decades. And I love this article today, Howard, that you posted on Inc.com.
Thank you. It's always good to talk with you. And I'm pretty excited about it because it's just the beginning of a whole new wave of people saying, do I really want to send my kid for 4 years and spend a couple $100,000 and have either him or her or the family be in debt for the rest of their lives? Or do I want to send them to a vocational training program of some kind, which we've stigmatized forever, and teach them the skills that they're going to need going forward to get a good job and to honestly make the kind of living that's a middle class in, you know, living at least.
Right.
And the article today is just outlining, among other things, the skill sets that it's going to take. And sadly, most of these colleges today don't even focus, or problem solving is a good example. They don't even address these kinds of issues. They're teaching the same stuff they've taught for 20 years because it's easy. You can measure it. And frankly, these are older people who have lost touch with where the industries are going.
Well, and AI is it. You need to have a job in AI in the future if you want to be successful, in my opinion. And, of course, it scares me. I think there's many aspects that could be used for evil reasons, but there are jobs like a prompt engineer that are going to be prevalent. So tell everybody what a prompt engineer is.
Well, all of these new AI tools, and there's about five companies that have spent literally billions of dollars building these what we call LLMs, or large language models, and they're the foundation for AI in the future. And then the question becomes, how do you ask them questions? And, you know, I sort of describe it as you don't want to boil the ocean. I mean, you could ask them anything, but in your particular circumstance, in your particular situation, you want to ask a smart question. I mean, everybody has Googled something, and then when you look at the list that comes back and Google says 20 million responses, you probably don't have enough time to go through it. So a prompt engineer is somebody, and by the way, they don't need a four-year college education to do this. In fact, if they're good at Wordle and Scrabble, that's probably better. But they are the people who help us fashion the kinds of questions that we have to ask these sophisticated systems in order for them to be helpful to us and not drown us in answers and detail and information that's really not useful.
And you know what? It is frustrating, Howard, because like today I'm calling the Walgreens pharmacy and all I want to do is talk to the pharmacist, but you know, it's all automated. And that's not a prompt they recognize. Speak to the pharmacist. They do not recognize it, you know?
I've just gotten in the habit of yelling agent. I just yell agent over and over again.
Yeah.
And that somehow eventually gets you to a human being.
And that's what's going to be happening in the future as we all learn to live with AI. So I understand that this isn't going to be a high-paying job. It's a starter job, right?
Well, it may be a pretty decent job, and frankly, they're going to be hard to come by, as are all the technology jobs now. But the trick about it is, you know, when you join a business, you don't want to be the person commanding a high salary because all the people earning less than you are out to watch you fall on your face, and all the people earning more than you are wondering if you were worth the money. So my suggestion was take a job and do some on-the-job training. But you know what? It's free. In fact, it's better than free. They pay you for it instead of going to college and spending $80,000 a year in order to be taught something that may or may not be even valuable in a couple of years. So that's the suggestion. Take that job, connect to a company, learn on the job, and grow with the company and grow with the opportunity.
And I also want to pick your brain about this because your background in education is so extensive. What do you think about the Palestinian protesters having their degrees held up?
You know, I think that the whole situation was so sad, and the reason is, you know, you're right. For 20 years or so, I've presided over graduations at various schools. I've been a graduation speaker at major universities. This is a heroic end to a four-year struggle, and 99% of the students at every one of these events had it spoiled by these cretins. And so I don't have any sympathy at all for these demonstrators, and I think the UFC, you know, they have procedures, they have disciplinary steps, and basically their position is we're going to go through it, and if we don't complete it by the time of graduation, then you won't get your degree.
And the protest continues virtually now, where they're trying to call out celebrities who are not taking a stand and literally costing them millions of followers, which means money. And it looks like these are the very same people that are going to show up at the Democratic National Convention. Now, today, Go ahead.
I think that the city, if this mayor, who, you know, probably can't count, but if anybody does the math on the convention, I think it'll be one of the least economic conventions in the history of the city. And the city's done a few, because I just think that it's going to be so disruptive and sort of awful that I wish it was in a different city. I mean, I don't want my entire August spoiled, and, you know, it's looking like it's going to be crazy. And, you know, it's sad. It's sad because bringing 50,000 people or whatever the number is to our city, we'd love to show them the best parts of the city and not show them, you know, police lines and security and all of the craziness that we probably need to provide. And in fact, you know, it's the same thing. Somebody wrote an interesting piece saying, you know, July 11th, when they sentenced Trump, whatever the sentence turns out to be, they're hopeful that in New York, in Washington, and frankly in Chicago, that the law enforcement organizations are prepared for whatever lunacy may be, you know, stirred up by the results of that process. So that's another one of these things where I think the whole summer is going to be just disrupted. And I was really saddened to see that Columbia, after they finally cleaned up Columbia University, which was really the ringleader of these encampments, I guess they're back there again. So it's starting all over again.
Larry Snelling said today at a news conference, when he was standing next to U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, "Make no mistake, we are ready." I thought,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think everybody thought that on January 6th, and I think that people are, you know, sadly mistaken. I want to say one last thing, and that is that there's a new film that I think is premiering this week about the July 4th craziness in Highland Park, and I think it was filmed or it was produced by Gene Siskel's son, and it's worth looking up, and it's probably going to be in the theater for a short period of time, but I would hope it would be online, and it's a pretty touching and amazing documentary of what happened in Highland Park last July 4th.
Thank you so much for that note, Howard, because we'll reach out and we'll get the producer, the director, the writer on to talk about it. I was unaware of that.
For sure.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Howard.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
His reach is so far, from arts to politics to education. That is Howard Tolman. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. An entrepreneur, venture capitalist, educator, writer, lecturer, art collector. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN, Chicago's very own.